You're standing in a tunnel, above a road, above another tunnel. In the early 2000s, 80,000 cubic meters of clay and rock were excavated to create the Götatunneln road tunnel. All of this material was transported across the Göta älv to an industrial site in the northern island of Hisingen. They used it to build an artificial hill named Väderutsikten, roughly translated as weather view in English. If you look behind you at your opera house, you will be looking in the direction of Väderutsikten. It is now covered in grass and has a road spiraling up and around it. Surrounding the hill is an industrial estate, where excess materials like rock and sand are stored, forming miniature hills. Graffiti is sprayed and stenciled around the site by both the white supremacist group Nordfront and by Hisingen anti-fascists. Each group continually attempts to censor the traces of the other. Take a walk down this tunnel. In the modernist period of architecture, there was an idea called the three-dimensional city. In the three-dimensional city, the importance of the ground level is abandoned in favor of a complex interplay of different layers of movement, with streets in the sky for pedestrians and streets underground for vehicles, to allow people to move freely across the city without ever having to cross paths with a car. But this optimism didn't last. Streets in the sky were never able to reproduce the vitality and cultural legacy of ground-level street life. The point of a pedestrian overpass is simply to get from A to B, with no possibility or reason to wander. What's more, it was felt to provoke anxiety, because it furthers our physical disconnection from nature and isolates us from each other. In 1980s London, it was claimed that the networks of streets in the sky in council housing estates were being exploited by criminals looking for vulnerable targets. Väderutsikten was planned to be a park with facilities like barbecues and seating. These didn't materialize for unknown reasons. However, at the top of the hill, there's a wooden structure that serves no obvious purpose. Perhaps it's there to offer shelter from the wind. There are many small clearings in the grass, filled with rocks. The size and shape of these clearings make them look a bit like burial sites. I spent 2 hours roaming around this site one late afternoon in November. I saw one other person there, taking her dog for a walk. The sunset drew the day to an abrupt close, and it occurred to me that I hadn't planned my journey back. I walked to the nearest bus stop and waited in the dark. There was a supermoon lighting up the road that evening. When the bus finally arrived, I felt an overwhelming sense of relief. We drove back into the city, passing through the length of Götatunneln.